You know, yesterday in the paper, Dick Richards, Bozo, the show's going off the air, right?
Right.
And I was thinking when I worked over there, right?
Right.
That was 1972.
Man.
So what is that?
27 years? Yeah, 27 years ago.
Oh, baby. I was working over there, Les, before you were born.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sucks to be me. Let's go over to Holland. It's Tammy. You were on the Bozo show twice?
Yeah.
Wow. What was it like?
I don't know. I was on Bucket Bonanza both times I was there.
Really?
Aww.
See, I never got to... No, I did get to play the game. I got to play one of the games where you take the suitcase with the pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
And you run down and you put the pajamas on and then run back and take the pajamas off. I got to play that game.
Well, I got to do the balloon game, too, but both times that I was there, but... The only thing I have left from the Bozo show is a Fat Albert lunchbox. Still got the whole thing.
I don't think I have... collector's item.
Yep.
I don't think I have anything left from the Bozo show.
Yep. Just memories. How old were you, Tammy?
I was 5, and I think 6 or 7.
Was he nice?
Oh, very nice.
Yeah?
Yep.
You know, after 33 years of doing that, I think I'd want to choke a kid. Seriously. It's just like, just shut up!
I'm sure he's had days where he would have liked it.
And a Bose comes in there with a big hangover, and it's like, you kids, get up in the peanut gallery.
Bose would not have a hangover.
And shut your traps. You're getting nothing if I hear a peep out of any of you. See, I'd be a bad kid show.
You really would. You'd be a surly clown.
Oh, big time. Show up with a cigar, smoking, you know, got a bottle of gin or something. Yeah. Well, thanks, Tammy.
Yep.
See you later. Here's another person who was on Bozo. Is this Jesse?
Yeah.
Cedar Springs, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say I was on Bozo 3 times.
Three times?
Yeah, and I was like, it sucked. I hated it.
Why?
Because it was just stupid, you know? And it was weird. My aunt, she made me go for the sake of my cousin.
Well, you went 3 times.
Yeah, wasn't that bad, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Didn't you get your little goodie bag?
Yes. And there's bread in it, and my aunt stole my bread.
Your aunt stole your bread. See, that's why you didn't like it. You've got anger towards your aunt.
That's right.
I know. It's like, you know what? She's like, well, I want this bread. I'm like, why? And she's like, because my mom eats it or something like that. I'm like, but why?
Nice prize for a kid, huh? A loaf of bread. Thanks for calling. Here's Pete on a car phone. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, remember Seinfeld episode where Kramer found the set to Merv Griffin?
Merv Griffin, right? Yeah.
You could ask Dick Richards what they're going to do with that set, and you could set that up in your living room.
Hey, that would be cool.
You know, waking up every morning, hey, howdy to you. And
howdy who and howdy to you.
Hey, howdy,
howdy you. Hey, gotta go.
Thanks. Bye. Let's talk to Sharon and GR. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, what's up?
Good. Well, the one thing I remember is we had just moved into town, and I was 7 years old, and it was 1969. And when I went on the Bozo show, I was really excited, and my older sister was really mad to be on because she had just turned 13, and my parents made her go on with it. And so anyway, we're sitting there, and the one thing I remember, though, is as I was really excited, but I was really disappointed because those wagons weren't real. They were just, you know, the ones they had in front of the bleachers, and on TV it looked like you got to sit in these big wagons. You know, so I was kind of upset about that, but otherwise it was really fun. And then, too, I was waiting for Bozo to get out and do his Bozo dance he does at the beginning of every show, but that's taped.
Yes.
And I didn't know
that. That was such, so disheartening to me, too, when I went, because he used to, years and years ago, I don't know if they still even run that anymore,
yeah,
but years and years ago, he used to do this dance about... bring you a bag full of rootin' tootin' treats, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. I even remember the song. And then he would, like, do this bow, and then they'd go to, and Bozo would come, they'd go to live action then, and Bozo would stand up. And I thought he did that at the beginning of every show, and
so did I.
He didn't.
Yep, so I was a little disappointed about that, because he comes just walking out really relaxed and everything, and all of a sudden I look at the monitor, and they're playing that dance.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. And when my kids were old enough, I had them on the show, but I didn't have my daughters on when they were 13. My sister never forgot that either, because her name's Anne, and he called her Anna Banana. And the next day, she was in junior high going into high school. And he's like, you know, they're like, hi, Anna Banana, you know, because their little brothers and sisters were watching it. So anyway, those are my memories.
Well, they sound like good ones.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We're going to talk to Dick later on this hour.
Okay, great. I'll be listening.
And
okay.
Sharon, remember.
Thank you.
Just keep laughing.
Yeah, I'll keep laughing.
Thanks for calling, Cher. Hey, Big Phil.
Morning, guys.
What's up, Daddy?
Oh, several years ago when I worked for this national pizza chain, which will remain anonymous, we served spaghetti. And we always served a large tablespoon with it. And everybody would go, what's this for? Well, Mr. Richards came in one day,
oh boy,
sat down, ordered his spaghetti. That man picked up that spoon and started using it just like a professional. He twirled that spaghetti in a little ball on the end of it, and it was great. It was tremendous to watch him do that because he knew exactly what was going on. But my Bozo story, about 7 years ago, we had an opportunity to take a group of Cub Scouts to the Bozo show.
Yeah.
And that man, you know, he is the consummate professional.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious, man. The kids enjoyed it. We had a great time. He made every kid feel like they were special. I couldn't get over it. I went in there with a lot of hesitation, like, oh, God, we're going to Bozo.
Mm-hmm.
But the man knew what he was doing, and he was excellent at it.
And, you know, I've seen Bozo at several different occasions, and we went a couple of years ago, Ralph and I went to a taping. Never comes out of that character.
Out of the character?
No.
When he's got the Bozo makeup on,
he is Bozo.
You will never see a surly Bozo. You'll never see Bozo get upset.
Right.
He always stays in that character.
Is that the taping that you went to where Ralph wore a beer t-shirt?
Yes.
That's the one.
I remember that.
Well, what was real funny is when I was working for that pizza place, the waitress waited on him, knew who he was, but did not know he was Bozo.
Really?
She was so young. She was only like 17 years old.
You know, when I was over there, Phil, I tried his hair on once.
Did you really?
Yeah. Looked like my mother in the 1950s.
See, I always wanted to try on either the shoes or the hair.
Hey, did you have the beard then? Did you have the beard then?
Who knows? It's a long time ago, man. Hey, Big Phil.
Hey, you guys have a good day.
Okay,
thanks,
man.
Big Phil.
All right.
You got to actually try the hair on?
Yeah, he had his own dressing room over at Channel 13, and the costume would be in there. So I snuck in there and tried
to try the nose on, too?
No, just the hair and the shoes.
I'd like to try the shoes on, try walking around in the shoes.
Huge. Like size 36.
That's like a childhood dream of mine.
You have any recollection of Bozo? Dick's cool.
Yeah.
So, I just can't believe it's been 27 years since I was over there. Where the hell? What happened to my life? Where did it go? It just...